This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand, and it's that time of year for best ofs. For the best music of 2004, forget mainstream magazines like Rolling Stone or Spin. We went to several music writers at alternative newspapers around the country, and here they are with their top picks.
My name is Melissa Behrens. I'm the associate editor and music editor at the Eugene Weekly in Eugene, Oregon. I've got three top picks for 2004. The first one is Magdalene's Dream. My second one is DJ Wicked out of Portland, and he is hands down one of the Northwest's top hip-hop scratch DJs. My third pick is Ala Zingara. They're Seattle-based, and they bring together all these different influences, world, rock, even electronic, and do some of the most unique, interesting music I've ever heard in my life.
An urge to speak to fill the spaces, a maze of veils, it crowds the room. Best if you blend in with the shadows, mounts fail expression, fail a dream.
My name is Glennie Brock. I am the managing editor of the Birmingham Weekly in Birmingham, Alabama. And the number one CD chosen by my half-dozen music writers for the whole year is actually a local compilation. The title of it is Low Dose Exposure, and it actually features 34 songs from 34 Birmingham bands. And the track that we wanted to share was actually about the Birmingham scene, and it is by a hip-hop artist named R-Tist, R-T-I-S-T. And the song is called Come Unity, sort of a riff on community.
Bend, render with effects. Our enrichment gets, I guess, to surrender their address. Predictions are meant for you to fetch. Tend to be direct and offensive when it's etched. There's no room for mentality to rest. You pretend it's better step. Our community, my community is used to.
I'm Preston Jones, the music writer with the Oklahoma Gazette in Oklahoma City. One of my top albums of 2004 was Ron Sexsmith's Retriever. Retriever is high on my list because of its wistful literate style, and Sexsmith's trademark tenor, which is wrapped lovingly around some nimble acoustic guitar work. This gifted musician, I feel, is criminally underrated. For those unfamiliar with Sexsmith's really bittersweet catalog, Retriever is a great way to become acquainted.
I'm a bit run down, but I'm old.
I'm Jordan Harper. I'm the music editor at the Riverfront Times in St. Louis, Missouri. And I kind of felt like this was not the best year for independent music. I feel like there's been a lot of trend chasing and not a lot of new ground forged in 2004. One major exception to that would be Boston's The Dresden Dolls. The Dresden Dolls are a duo made up of Amanda Palmer and Brian Viglione, who plays the drums. And they're an interesting mix of old German Weimar-era cabaret and punk. They wear face paint and kind of roll and moan live in concert. But Amanda's vocals are both very, very passionate, and the lyrics are extremely intelligent. The whole album, The Dresden Dolls, self-titled, is just exciting and exhilarating and not like anything else that I've heard, not just this year, but ever.
I'd like to do.
My name is Melissa Mertz. I am the senior arts editor at City Pages, which is the alt-weekly in Minneapolis and St. Paul, Minnesota.
And this year, some of my favorite albums were Franz Ferdinand. I love the Candy Staten album that came out. It's a reissue on Astrowork. It's a great old country soul album. But an album that I love for particularly emotional reasons is Animal Collective, their album Sung Tongs. They're kind of like a Beach Boys vibe meeting up with a South African choir. I saw them in Minneapolis recently, and by the end of it, there was about a minute of total silence after they stopped the music, and then there was just a roar from everybody there. I mean, you know, a couple of guys from New York playing music that they could play, you know, just jam on in their basements, but it just really had a kind of transcendental feel to it.
I'm Steve Hammer. I've been the music editor at Nouveau News Weekly in Indianapolis, Indiana since 1996. This year I just did one big list. At the top of it was a local group called Melk the G649, M-E-L-K. And even in our own small community, they're kind of rebels. They're an art noise punk duo using drums and bass and voice samples, kind of evocative of early Pink Floyd mixed with Sonic Youth, mixed with something I don't think they've quite invented yet. The album's called Glossolalia, which is a term for speaking in a tongue, far superior to any of the other product that passed through my desk this year.
My name is Michelle Laudig, and I'm the music editor at Phoenix New Times in Phoenix, Arizona. And there have been a lot of great albums that have come out this year, but one of my favorites is by a band from Montreal called the Arcade Fire. Their album Funeral was phenomenal. There's probably six or seven people in the band. They're all multi-instrumentalists. And the song that I particularly like is called Neighborhood Number One, Tunnels. And it builds up like a lot of these songs do. They start off almost quietly and build up into a really atmospheric feel.
That's the Montreal band The Arcade Fire. The song is called Neighborhood Number One, Tunnels. And our story was produced by Day to Day's Christopher Johnson.